fearless, and the other way to describe that is confident, you know, self-belief. I believe that if you're confident of your ability, if you're confident of your preparations, you know, some people call it fearless, some people call it confidence. And I feel I'm confident of whatever I do. I fail sometimes, I succeed sometimes. So that's fair enough. It's a package deal. It comes with that package, failures and success. So I would put it differently. I'm confident and I trust my instincts. To me, pre-match preparation is extremely important because that's something which is within my control. When I walk into bat, I should know that, yes, I've prepared to the best of my ability. I couldn't have done anything better. That is when I feel that, you know, I'm ready to go out and play. There is no player in the world who can actually walk out and say, today I'm going to score 100 or I will get minimum 5 wickets and come back. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. But I believe in controlling the controllables, something where we don't have control on certain things. Those things you obviously cannot waste your energy in trying to figure out how can I control this. You would much rather focus all your energy on the things that you can control, get the best results possible. But making an effort is in your hands. Giving 100% is in your hands. Sometimes you end up with good results, sometimes you don't. Trying giving 100% is in your hands. That is what matters to me. It really doesn't matter, honestly, to look at the scoreboard where it's 20 runs and 2 wickets down or 200 runs and 2 wickets down, because if you're positive inside, it really doesn't matter. It just requires different planning sometimes and that vision. Sometimes, you know, when you go in, it might be a tough phase to go through that tough phase, play out certain number of overs and then, you know, gradually move on with the game. And then change the momentum gradually again. Obviously, if you're positive, then there is positive energy flowing in your body. The movements are smoother, thought process is smoother. But if there is doubt, then also your body is not going to move that well. Thought process is not clear. While facing delivery, you want to keep your mind as blank as possible and as empty as possible. So whatever comes your way, you immediately read that and you react to it. Basically, I would say that it requires vision and execution.